Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live from Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 14th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013. I am your regular host, Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me today Barrister Emmanuel, and very shortly we will also be joined by Wada Amarachiopara. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, as usual, good afternoon to some people, good evening to others, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. Wherever you have Biafrans, you will have Radio Biafra. Once again, good evening, and we are welcoming you. All the people who has been doing gallantly well, doing wonderfully well, adding their friends on Facebook, we have surpassed 40,000 members on our Facebook forum. We are very grateful to all of you. All of you doing wonderful, wonderful work, inviting your friends and asking them also to add their friends. That is very good work that you are doing. Our efforts to get Biafra is unrelenting. That is why we are here. We are not here to do any other thing than to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. Please, 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 you know the routine, you know the drill, you know the numbers to call. Please add us on Skype. If you don't have Skype, it will be necessary for you to open a Skype account so that we can continue to interact with one another even when we are off the air. The number to call is showing on the top right-hand corner of your screen. And as always, it is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44, that is the UK code, +44 78 31 30 8376. Just add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, or just type in Radio Biafra. We should be able to take your call even if we have not added you. Get your friends to do the same. As you're listening this evening, is a thing of joy. If you're receiving Radio Biafra, please go out and tell your friends also. Announce it. If you have a BlackBerry phone, announce it if you have Twitter. And by the way, Radio Biafra also has Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Biafra Live. That is the Twitter handle, at Radio Biafra Live. You should be able to follow us there. Once again, we are welcoming you. And before I go to bring you the headlines, we must remind you, please, if you're calling Radio Biafra, to turn your system off. Turn it off, or else it interferes with the listening pleasure of other people and it makes what we are doing appear amateurish. It is not good. Turn your system off. If you're calling us via Skype, speak to us through Skype. As soon as you hear my voice and I say hello, I can hear you. That means the world is also hearing your voice as well. Keep your points to as bare minimum as possible. If possible, limit it to 3 minutes. Other broadcasters will only take 2 minutes. We are asking you to please shorten whatever you have to say to 3 minutes unless I prompt you to continue, should we require or seek clarification from you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, please, please, please do not forget to ask your friends to join us on Facebook. Do not forget to keep spreading the word about Radio Biafra. Follow the example being set by our brothers in Malaysia and our sisters in Malaysia in what they are doing. They have taken the lead. I'm afraid to say they have taken the lead, even surpassing what Australia have done so far. Malaysia is right there on top. Before I go to get you the headlines, I'll please go to Barrister Emam Mezu to please say hello to all of you. Please, Barrister.
Fellow Biafrans, our well wishers, those who support Biafrans and those who like the works of Biafrans, we are bringing you today's program and we welcome all of you, just like yesterday, to have interactions with you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. That was Barrister Emam Mezu, the resident barrister in Igbo Palace. It will be the Agune Chamber here in London, guarding Radio Biafra legally, because everything we do is legal. If you come after us with the law, we are well protected. Back home, Barrister Emeka Adolfo Emekesiri is leading the battle against Nigeria. We are reminding everybody that we are in court on the 25th. Most people are wondering, why are you in court fighting? We said it's because you don't understand how the law works. We want to establish a precedent in law that removes the fear associated with the word Biafra. That is why we are there. Nobody has been able to do it before. Agitating for Biafra and waving flag morning, noon and night will not get you Biafra. You must table your motion before your enemy. You must go to Pharaoh and say to Pharaoh, let my people go. We have commenced that very battle. Up until now, nobody has done it. Even before Nigeria became free, even before Nigeria became free from the great creator, Great Britain, that made and created Nigeria, that took the power from God to create a country. When Nigeria was created, even before Nigeria became independent, Anthony Enahoro and the rest, a motion for independence had to be tabled on the floor of the house. That is how things are done in a civilized society by civilized people. Waving flag, dancing all over the place, sitting at home, sitting on top of the tree, sitting on the main road, swimming in the river, driving your car on the road will not get you Biafra. You must do something tangible. That is what Radio Biafra is doing. That is what Bilier Human Rights is doing. This evening, on the 14th day of June, in the year of our Lord, 2013, which is called Anno Domini AD. These are our headlines. We are reporting this evening that it's terrible. A group has emerged in Anambra State threatening to disrupt the upcoming governorship elections in Anambra State, slated for early next year. A group has sprung up. We'll be telling you the reason why they have come up. They are threatening to disrupt the elections coming up next year, which is a subject very dear and very close to our hearts. The disruption of election is something we wholeheartedly support. We are also reporting this evening that Senator Paulinus has raised alarm over infiltration of terrorists into the Islamic enclave of Ebonyi. When we are talking about it, a lot of people, we are saying, oh, leave them, leave them, leave them. Now the terrorists have found a foothold in Igbo land. They are in Ebonyi State. They have taken over Ebonyi State. A senator is now raising the alarm. No more Radio Biafra, because we told you at Radio Biafra, anything we tell you is the truth. Eventually, it comes to the surface. When we reported a few months ago that Muslims have taken over Ebonyi State, most people said, no, it's a lie, it can't happen. now Senator Paulinus, is saying it. Igwenwagon, he is the Senate Committee on Police Affairs, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Police Affairs, is now confirming it. Even Nigeria is saying that Ebonyi State is gone. We have lost Ebonyi State. This evening we can report, unless we do something about it. That is why Radio Biafra is on air, to bring you the news and the perspective that other people will not report. We are telling you this evening that unless we hurry up anything that we are doing, we have lost a sizable chunk of our territory. Ebonyi State is gone. Unless we rise up as men and women and do something about it, this evening we'll be calling upon the spirit that sustained our mothers in 1929, the spirit that gave them the courage and the conviction to confront the enemy once again in 1948, following the coal problems at Enugu. That is the spirit we are calling upon this evening. The spirit that only the brave can inhabit. The spirit that can drive us forward, propel us forward to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. The time for prevarication is gone. The time for minor squabbles have come and gone. Ebonyi State, we have lost Ebonyi State this evening. We are reporting, unless we work very hard, starting from this very second, to retrieve the damage being done to our territory, the damage being done to where we come from. We are reporting this evening exclusively on Radio Biafra that Ebonyi State has gone by the way of Muslims. We have to go and take back Ebonyi State. The same way that Jerusalem was recovered from the Muslims, we have to go and take Ebonyi State. It is very, very paramount that we understand this evening. If you are listening to Radio Biafra this evening, we are telling you that Ebonyi State, the way we know it, is gone, has gone the way of terrorists. They have infiltrated, they have entrenched themselves in Ebonyi State. If we don't dig them out, they will be there forever. And from there, the cancer of destruction, the cancer of violence, irreligious fanaticism will spread into the hinterland, and our race will be wiped out. We will be gone. Imo State government is reporting that they're going to send people they term illiterate traditional rulers to school. Somebody has to tell us what they mean by that. Illiterate traditional rulers. Our forefathers that set up Igbo land where we come from built the finest political system known to man, which means that one community cannot invade the other without their consequences. They did not go to Western school, the type of education we have today. Yet they are more reasonable than us alive now. Our ancestors are more intelligent than us now. Those that built Igbo land are more intelligent, and that is the lineage and the stock that most of the custodians of our cultural system and value system come from. Now we are going to send them to secondary school to go and learn how to loot, how to steal, how to embezzle, how to lie, how to cheat. This is the recommendation from Rocha Sokorocha, telling us that he is going to send Imo governors to be like them. That's what he means, in essence, to become as corrupt as they are. This is Radio Biafra, and those are our headlines this evening. And we will go very speedily because we want to take as many calls as possible. And we are reminding everybody this evening to either call us via the phone or through Skype. No other means for this evening, please. Anambra Group threatens to disrupt governorship poll coming up next year. And here is the news in summary. It is not sure that the Anambra State governorship elections will be conducted next year, as a group is planning to disrupt the polls. The group, the Movement for the Conduct of Local Government Election in Anambra State, has threatened to disrupt the election if the much awaited council poll was conducted by Governor Peter Obi. This evening we'll be asking questions. Oh my goodness me. There has been no local government election conducted in Anambra State for very many decades. We have people who are going to tell us this evening how long it has been since the last local government election was conducted anywhere in Igbo land, by which we mean Anambra, Enugu, Ebonyi, Imo and Abia states. This evening we'll be trying to find out, to drive home the point that the people you call your governors are agents of hell. They are the ones killing us. Addressing journalists yesterday after a meeting with the governor in Awka, its chairman, Mr. Ositobi, said that the group will embark on various measures, including legal action and civil disobedience, to frustrate the conduct of governorship election. The chairman said, If the council election is not conducted, our group, whose members are drawn from chairman and councillorship aspirants from the 21 local government areas, will frustrate the governorship poll. We have prevailed on Governor Obi to conduct the election and failed. They have been telling Obi to conduct election, and this same criminal, Peter Obi, have failed to conduct council elections in Anambra State. Instead, he will take the money and go and build shopping mall in Abuja. Most people don't know that the money due to local governments in Anambra State is being given to Peter Obi, with which he has been propping up his businesses, building shopping malls in the northern part of Nigeria, where they are killing us. These are the type of people we have as governors. They have been trying to prevail upon Peter Obi to conduct elections for years. This man has refused. We give kudos to this very man, the chairman of this very group, calling themselves Movement for the Conduct of Local Government Elections in Anambra State, who at least told Peter Obi to his face, this man, Mr. Osita Obi, who told Peter Obi face to face that there will be no governorship elections if you fail to honor the constitution, if you fail to adhere to the rule of law by conducting local government elections, which is stipulated in the constitution of Nigeria. They have been flouting this constitution, breaking it left, right, and center, siphoning our money, killing our children, dumping their bodies in the river. These are the people that we are blessed with. He urged the governor to meet with the State Independent Electoral Commission and ensure that the timetable for the council election is released soonest. The group chairman said, we have about 20,000 members whose rights are being infringed upon by the state government's refusal. This is somebody saying this in Oka, not Radio Biafra, because everything we report here, in the fullness of time, you receive it from a third party, whom, even if you don't trust Radio Biafra, you can trust them. The group chairman said, we have about 20,000 members whose rights are being infringed upon by the state government's refusal to conduct the council poll. For the past 13 years, there's been no election in Anambra State for council elections. Ask them, where has the money been going? The money coming from Abuja, direct to local government chairmen to run their areas and councillors, where has that money been going to? We must ask Peter Obi. We must ask Theodore Oji. We must ask Rochas Okorocha. We must ask Martin Elechi. We must ask, what's his name, the other chap at Enugu. He hardly stays in office anywhere. They said he's not feeling very well. So no wonder I can't even pick up his name right now. This same group led by Mr. Osita Obi is saying, we have petitioned the presidency, the Senate, and chairman of the Independent National Commission, Professor Atahiru Jega, on the issue. This is what they are doing to us. We now have to write to Hausa people to tell us how to govern ourselves. We have to take permission from them to ask, compel our own people, our own so-called brothers and sisters, to conduct election where we come from. The same process that gave rise to them being in office, they are denying other people. They are denying other people the same democratic dividend that got them into the looting, the stealing position of governor of a state. That is our headline this evening. We are also going across to tell you what is happening in our beloved Ebonyi State. Ebonyi State are brave people, arguably one of the bravest groups of people we have in Igbo land, exceptionally brave in battle. But what is happening to Ebonyi State? The beloved Ebonyi State, for myself personally, beloved Ebonyi State, what is going on there? We'll tell you this evening. The chairman of the Senate Committee on Police Affairs, Senator Paulinus Igwenwaago, yesterday raised alarm that the suspected terrorists were gradually infiltrating Ebonyi State from Niger Republic and other parts of Africa. Now you ask yourself, why have they chosen Ebonyi State? Ebonyi State is where they have the largest concentration of Islamic militant settlements in the entire South, not even in Yoruba land. In Ebonyi State, they have built Islamic and Muslim schools. If you want to go and get free education, you convert to Islam. That is what they have done to Ebonyi State. The Ebonyi State we used to know before affectionately is seeping away from us gradually. Whilst we are sleeping, whilst we are eating hamburgers in America, whilst we are in England eating fish and chips, whilst we are all over the place, in France drinking wine, our territory is going, they are taking it from us. We said it before and we'll say it again. The more we abandon home to come and live outside, myself included, I don't excuse myself from it, in this idiocy and lunacy of running away from where you come from, the more other people will take it, because nature abhors vacuum. The Jews were carted off into exile, into Babylon. They never returned for 2,000 years. When they came back, other people had taken over. People are coming and taking our land from us before our own very eyes, and we are busy debating, busy arguing, busy discussing things that are irrelevant, busy telling Radio Biafra that we can, that two people cannot visit San Francisco from Radio Biafra. When our land is going, when they are taking our territory, bringing Muslims from all over the place and the violent type of Islam into Ebonyi State, where they are entrenched. Let us see how we're going to take Ebonyi State from them. This is from the chairman of the Senate Committee on Police Affairs, Senator Paulinus Igwe-Nwago, is now lamenting. Why did they not listen to Radio Biafra when we were announcing this thing from last year? We told them, if you do nothing, nature abhors vacuum. Somebody will take over anything you ignore. Your boyfriend, your wife, your partner, your mother, anything you ignore, somebody will come and take it from you. If you can't look after something, even in the Bible, they will take it from you and give to those that have. We have neglected where we come from. We have abandoned our land. Now, what are we doing? How are we going to rescue Ebonyi State? That is the discussion this evening. How do we get Ebonyi State back from the people that have stolen it from us? The virulent, militant, Islamic jihadists are entrenched in Ebonyi State. Not the words of Radio Biafra, but the words of the chairman of the Senate Committee on Police Affairs, Senator Paulinus Igwe-Nwago. These are our principal headlines this evening. We will not go any further. I will go to Barrister Imam Mezu to tell us what sense he can make out of this, because I can't make any sense out of it. Our people are dying very slowly and very painfully. How are we going to resurrect who we are as a people? How do we recover Ebonyi State? Please, let's start with that. Barrister Imam Mezu.
Connector, I don't know how we are going to recover Ebonyi State. But what I do know is how we are going to get Biafra. If you remember, about 3 or 4 months ago, I raised alarm that in Delta State, they were giving the Muslims free land to build mosque. They gave them free land to build mosque where there is some kind of emptiness, as you always say, that air occupy space. Once there is a vacuum, air will take it. If you realize, the houses, the northerners, they hardly come out abroad because everything is in quantum for them. Now, Ebonyi State has been well looked after by the northerners, because this is what we call social construction. They will deliberately create a situation whereby you become wanted. You will be looking for food and money. This is a carry-on, or if you like, a carry-over from yesterday's discussion. The government of Nigeria has this plan to disrupt and destroy anything from the eastern region. You made a valid, serious point yesterday, how the Yorubas are quietly, cynically building up their own empire via with the their Hausa's counterparts. If you remember this guy, Dangote. Dangote is the largest cement exporter in the whole of Nigeria. Now, cement factory, as we mentioned yesterday, used to come from the east. That was closed in order to create monopoly. And that monopoly has gone to the northerners. The same Dangote has created a big empire in Yoruba land, where cement is now being lifted, going to the eastern side. Let's leave that aside. Now, Ebonyi State is a place where the northerners are now thriving, because they have to give them money If you realize, Director, even in this country where we are in the United Kingdom, the Muslims should bring money in order to bring their own mosque. So, as they are doing anywhere, everywhere, Eastern region is easy because there is no money. There's no factory, there's no industry. So to get us into accepting them in order to build whatever empire they want to build, it is obvious. I leave that aside. Let's talk about the Anambra State and those who want to disrupt election. Director, in my own opinion, there is a way to allow Peter Obi to carry on with his empire in order to get all he needs to get. Once election is disrupted, the incumbent governor will carry on. So it is a ploy to let Peter Obi to carry on because it's about time for him to be removed. In order for him not to be removed, there has to be a plan to get some people, bribe some people, as we talked again yesterday, in order to disrupt the incoming election so that Peter Obi will carry on in his leadership, in his looting of money, and in his building up the northern empires.
Thank you very, very much. So you're telling us this evening that we should leave Ebonyi State that is gone. Are we going to allow Ebonyi to stay out of Biafra? We have lost a lot of territories before. Are we going to allow Ebonyi to go as well?
No, Director, we will not, and we should not. This is what I'm saying. I say I don't know how we will recover Ebonyi State, but what I know is how to get Biafra. Once Biafra is here, whoever mosque, whatever mosque is built anywhere in the Eastern State, will be removed, Director. Even the one built in Imo State where I came from, it will be removed. As I said yesterday, you cannot have a new system into an old system. Anything that does not belong to Biafrans will completely be removed. We are not Muslims, and we can never be Muslims. This is why we are having all these problems. If we believe in Sharia law, all of us will come home and say, hooray, let's join the governors. Let them give us whatever they can give us. Let's manage with it. But, Director, we cannot. Biafrans are not into management because the resources of Nigeria is built upon what we are producing. It's built upon what Biafrans have. Therefore, we cannot go for a second fiddle. Time is done. We are no longer going for a second fiddle whereby they'll find one Biafran man to be the vice president. For how long are we going to remain in this kind of destitution? Our economy is in a state of quagmire. We will not settle for second fiddle. The only thing we can do, Director, is to carry on speeding up how to realize Biafra. This particular pious that is shouting, Mwerejo Biafra was singing that everybody should be at alert. Why were they not being alert? Now it looks like their towel is soaked. Now they are talking about Ebonyi State being taken over. Very soon when we hear the same about Imo State, but Director, it won't be too long. All these things will be dismantled. Take it from me.
I sincerely hope so, but we need clarification. We need guidance from whom. We need to be told precisely what in the name of the good Lord in heaven is happening to where we come from. We are busy talking about Biafra. Perhaps the whole thing has gotten so theoretical. They knew it. We told them that if anybody is going to conquer, if anybody is going to take over Igbo land, now is the time to do it. Because the people claiming that they are fighting for Biafra are toothless. Where are they? And Muslims are infiltrating into Ebonyi State. Kebe Hano, what are they doing? That a senator is now opening his mouth to tell us that Ebonyi State is almost gone. That militants are coming, Islamic jihadists are coming from all parts of Africa, from Niger Republic, into the heartland of Biafran territory. This is a classic pincer movement. They have gotten into the heart of Igbo land, asking us, what can you do? They are there. Other people are on the streets doing sit in your house. Sit at Ukodara. Sit at Ukoshishi. Mad people. When our territory is going, we are lost. We want this evening, what are we going to do to restore hope, to restore dignity, to restore honor, and to restore the glory of our people? Our ancestors must be, their bones must be rattling in their graves. To see the type of people that they have left,
that has abandoned what they defended with their lives and their honor for thousands of years to be taken over by a bunch of cattle rearers and imbeciles from the north when we are busy eating hamburger in America and talking all manner of rubbish. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Thank you so much. This is Comrade Arinze Chukwu Awog. I am calling right now from Lagos.
Thank you very much. This is the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspaper, the sister publication and part of the family of Biafra Media. The excellent work you have been doing in the propagation and dissemination of information regarding how we are going to get Biafra is unparalleled. Your commitment is unwavering. Your devotion is unquestionable. You are welcome to Radio Biafra. This is the voice of our people, projecting Biafra to every corner on this very planet without apology, without any prevarication, without any retreat, and we are not going to surrender. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
I love that. I love that. We are happy that we keep making progress each day that passes in our effort to bring our people closer to freedom. And as we journey together, we are usually excited when we know that RBL is ever there, giving us the worldwide reach, reaching far-flung areas of the world and helping in disseminating our story and things about our people. So we are highly elated about that. We are as well concerned with the development in our area, developing issues, the issues of the reports by the Senate committee and all that. And also the fact that our people here in the South is the political elite, those occupying various government houses in the Southeast, have refused to conduct council elections. All these are giving us huge concerns. And when we look at the statistics, it appears as if it is only in the Southeast that the governors have refused to conduct council elections. In Anambra, for instance, the last time we had local council election was in December. December 5th, 1998.
Sorry?
And ever since then, we've not had any.
Comrade, please, can you hold it? This is Comrade Arinze Awog, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspaper. Of course, when we get our printing press, we'll try and circulate Eastern Pilot and even make it free to our people to read. You said something very important. I'm sorry to stop you in mid-flight. I want you to repeat slowly so the world can understand the mess we are in. When did we have local government election in Anambra State last? When was the last time there was polls conducted for local government in Anambra State, please?
Well, it is so disturbing that those that give the impression that they are Democrats cannot allow the democracy they tend to profess to take root even at the grassroots. The last time we had council elections in Anambra State, for instance, was on the 5th of December, 1998. In fact, it was before the commencement of the political dispensation we're having now, that is the Fourth Republic. And you can imagine the destruction of the grassroots, you know, democracy and all that goes with politics that we've had to suffer ever since then. While Chimoke Mbadiruju helps we as the governor of Anambra State, he couldn't conduct election. Perhaps because of the volume of crisis he had, the godfatherism and all that, which he also transferred to the next administration under Chris Ngige, and all that, with all the upheavals and all that, no election was conducted, and the solely needs of caretakers and all that. When it got to the point where people started agitating that there must be election at the grassroots level, they resorted to using the PGs and the traditional rulers, which is what the present governor of Anambra State is doing. As we speak now, there is no clear indication that election could be held in Anambra or anywhere in the Southeast at the grassroots level at the shortest possible time. Anambra State, for instance, by next year March, the incumbent will be handing over. And as we speak, there is no indication whatsoever of the election coming up. The NSEC chairman is, as we speak now, in court because he believed he was wrongfully removed by the State House of Assembly. So when you look at the developing issues, you begin to ask yourself, who actually is bearing the brunt? It is clearly those at the grassroots. When you decide not to conduct elections the way they should be conducted, and using appointees, using caretakers, and at the end of every year, you deal out money to the PGs, international rulers, and all that, without actually telling them that the money you're giving to them were in fact that of the local government. So it is clear defeat, and we begin to wonder where such can lead us to.
Yes, but what is mind-boggling is this. How come the people are so docile? They have done nothing. There's been no sustained agitation to do what is right. When we talk about at Radio Biafra the need to clamp down on evil, our people don't understand the ramifications of it. They don't understand the need to clamp down on evil when you see it. Our people have tolerated evil so much that when you take away their democratic rights, it means nothing to them. They don't care anymore. Are there people in all these states, Anambra, Enugu, Ebonyi, Imo, and Abia, are people there at all? What are they saying about people trampling on their rights? And where is the money? There is money due to local governments every month, their own allocation.
Allocation comes down. That is where the problem is. There is limit to the agitation and the eyebrow that the people could raise. If they go beyond what they are doing now, the government will come against them and level one or two allegations, against them and send them to jail. So people are being cautious. They limit their cries to a certain extent. As we speak now, there are groups agitating that the election must be held. And whichever way you look at it, they are saying the right thing. But how can they go about pursuing such positions when they don't have any backing? That is the situation. It's not as if the people are not enlightened. The people know clearly where they are going. They know very clearly what they want. But the structure to actually enable them to get it is what is not there. If the state government that has the constitutional right and power to conduct council elections is so docile, is unwilling to do that, the people, the highest they can do is perhaps to go to court to compel them to rule such election. And in the time past, we've seen something of that nature, which at the end of the day amounted to nothing. So it boils down to he that plays the piper dictating the tone. That is not the situation. But then it will obviously snowball into something untoward, because there's a limit to which people can endure clear violation of their rights. It is their right to elect whoever that leads them at whatever level. If those at the grassroots, those at the council level, cannot be allowed to elect those that chairman them, just like they have the right to elect their governors, we'll see very clearly that in no distant time, that there could be revolution. Because people cannot continue to see the allocations meant for the running of the local government, being used by the governors in the southeast, whichever way they deem fit, appointing caretakers, their political stooges, placing them. And when you go to this local government, you see that there is no developmental effort going on. They are barely there sharing the money without anything happening. we begin to wonder, even though in other states, like in Lagos, in the southwest, we see things that look very much like council elections, irrespective of the fact that there could still be those that will say that those were not elections. But then there is something that looks like election. If in the southeast we cannot have such, we wonder why we shouldn't. And the earlier the state governments in the southeast begin to look at the importance of having elected officials man our local government areas and all that, the better for our people. And that will as well deepen the so-called democracy we are talking about here. If democracy cannot be encouraged from the grassroots, if people cannot be made to feel the government within their locality, we begin to wonder why people will now start telling those at the grassroots to prepare to vote for governors or for the senators or for those going for presidential elections.
That's terrible.
And all that. So the earlier we begin to drum this into the minds of our people and also into the minds of those that govern these our five states, the better. Let them begin to put in motion process that will lead to local council elections. As we speak now, Governor Peter Obi of Anambra State does not have in his scheme the issue of local government election. He is very much relaxed and comfortable with the caretakers he appointed. So there is need for IBM, Eastern Pilots, all stakeholders, to galvanize energy, to put it into making the government realize the need for elections to be conducted in all the local government areas in the southeast. When we talk of Anambra, we talk specifically on Anambra because Anambra appears to be worse, having had their election at the grassroots level since 1998. The most recent being Imo, but we know the stories that characterize that of Imo State. Abia State is a far cry. Is it Ebonyi State? Is it Enugu? Which one will you hold in a high esteem?
It's terrible.
So it looks as if our region is facing death of democracy at the grassroots, but we mustn't sit back and allow that. We must fight it out.
Thank you very, very much for that. That was quite detailed. And what is the state of preparedness for our leader that fell, by which we mean Longinus Odjiako, who fought gallantly for Biafra, and his life was crudely and sadly snatched away from him? He died in an auto accident traveling from Owerri to Aba. He is a genuine freedom fighter, and we understand that preparations are going ahead for his funeral. And he doesn't even have a house. This is a man who has been to US, who has been to Germany, who has been outside Biafra land to go and campaign on the issue of Biafra. He does not even have a home. I salute him. I salute his courage because he is a genuine freedom fighter. He is not interested in landed properties or in the stupendous acquisition of wealth.
Prince Longinus Odjiako is a complete example of a revolutionary who is in tune with the aspirations of his people. You see, these days, we see those that claim to be fighting for the people living in ivory tower. And it is obvious that those that live in an ivory tower will be completely oblivious of what those they claim to be living are passing through. Prince Longinus Odjiako is a complete revolutionary who never believed in luxury, who dedicated his entire life to the struggle for the emancipation of his people. This was the same person that the masonry you hear today was built on his shoulders. He built masonry. He was at the time the Eastern Coordinator of MASOB, and it was his group that organized and carried out the declaration, the second declaration of Biafra that was done in Aba in the year 2000. He lived a very low life. He was not the media type. even though we had all the qualifications, all the class, everything you ever imagined that a core revolutionary should have. This is somebody that traversed all the length and breadth of the world. He was in the U.S., like you rightly said. He was in Germany. He had visited Southern Sudan. He had visited South Africa and so many areas of the world, but yet does not have a block in his home. He hails from Olun. He hails from Wangene. Wangene local government. Wangene local government area is in Imo State, under Olun senatorial zone. But hardly will you know that he's from there. You always associate him with Aba, and that you hear of the struggle being so thick and producing the needed results in Aba, it is Ojiako. When he died in a very terrible, very terrible ghastly motor accident, it was in his bid to organize a whole lot of things for our people. He was at Owerri. He went to Owerri very early in the morning. In fact, he had a marathon security meeting in Owerri on the 18th of April, and was to have another meeting in Aba the next morning. That was the morning of 19th of April. And while he was rushing to meet up with the meeting, that was the process that led to his untimely death.
That is very sad.
And that was barely a month or thereabouts after he buried his first son.
It's
a pathetic situation. As we speak now, dates are being churned out. Dates are being churned out. Yet none could be realized because what it takes to bury him is not on ground. As we speak now, he does not have a roof. He does not have a roof in his hometown where he is to be buried. Perhaps canopy will be used. But some concerned individuals felt that they must do something to ensure they get him a place, a resting place. And as we speak now, they are walking around the clock to see even if a bungalow could be raised for him. But they are facing uphill task. We will all understand the situation back home. We understand that the movement he led and even the entire struggle for the emancipation of our people revolves around poverty.
We know that. We'll
need for support.
Our work, we'll come to that in a minute. Stay where you are. We need to take this very important call. But stay where you are. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We have a caller on Skype. We have a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Hello? The caller on Skype. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. My name is Adama from Malaysia.
Adama from Malaysia. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead, Adama. We are listening.
Yes. Yes. I'm Adama from living in Malaysia.
Yes.
But I come from Australia.
Yes. You're from Australia originally, but you're living in Malaysia. Yes.
Yes. Yes, I've started a group on Facebook for Biafran women, native women.
That's very good. You have started what's the name of this group on Facebook? What is the name so that our women will know this very page and go there?
Yes, okay.
Because they will need the name. We need the name of this group. You're doing very well. You're from Australia. Your name is Adama, but you don't sound like somebody who was born in Biafra land. You sound like you're more or less you're Australian, isn't it? You are from Australia.
Yes, I am.
And
from
why?
Australia.
And why are you interested in Biafra so much?
My husband is from Biafra land.
Your husband is from Biafra, and because of that, you're supporting your husband. That is a very good thing. It's a very good thing. We encourage everybody, all the women listening, all the men listening, tell them to take a leaf from what Adama is doing. Adama is Australian, married to Biafran, and is devoting herself to work for the people. Even those who are not married to Biafrans are coming out. How about our Biafran women? They are setting up a Facebook page, and we encourage every woman to go and join it. We don't want men disguising as women
a lot of things happen on Facebook. You see men with women's pictures going and joining groups pretending that they are women. We want only genuine Biafran women to go and join this group. In a short while, we'll be able to get the name so that we can announce it live on air this evening. Adama, please, do you have the name of the group?
Yes.
Yes, please get us the name of the group. The name of the group is important. We want to have it so we can announce it for everybody to go and join this group. This is an Australian woman who is married to a Biafran, and they have set up a Facebook page trying to do the best they can to rally our people together, to rally our women together. A lot of women are doing wonderful work on this. Maureen Ezuku, for instance, from Canada, is doing a very wonderful work. Chidera Akabo is doing a very wonderful work in the United States. Carol Monde is doing a very good job. Eberen Wusu, the same. Zini Eziada, Nonye Manning, and Natalie as well. We must mention Natalie, her surname has escaped me. A lot of you are doing excellently well. You are fighting to make sure that Biafra is free. Where men are fearing to go, these women are leading it, and we need to give them our encouragement. We need to support them in whatever way we can. If your wife is asking you to borrow the phone to make a call regarding Biafra, please allow her to do so. We are also telling our women, please do not use the excuse of Biafra to do something else. If you say you're going to attend a Biafra meeting, please do so. If you want to make a call regarding Biafra, please do so, because we want everything we are doing to be bound in truth and in honesty. We don't want people to begin to label us as bad people because we are lying. We want to be truthful people. That is the only way that Biafra can come. Do you have the name now for us?
Yes.
Yeah, what is the name of this group, please? Announce it to the world, please.
Yes, it's called Malaysia Branch of Native Biafran Women and Women Married to Biafran Men.
Yes, this is called, repeat that, please, because it's quite long. Repeat the first part of it so people can look for it with that. Malaysian, yes. What's it called?
Malaysia Branch of Native Biafrans and...
Malaysian Branch of Native Biafran. So if they type in Malaysian Branch of Native, they'll be able to get it, yes?
Yes, I believe so.
Wonderful, they'll get it. Once you have a few letters from the world, they should be able to get it. Malaysian Branch for Native Biafrans, they'll be able to get it. That is the group set up to take care of the affairs of our women. We are grateful to you. Please, our regards goes to your husband who has been supporting you to do this. Thank you very much, and keep listening to Radio Biafra.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. That is a white, from what I can see, is a white woman from Australia. The same thing as Carol Monde, people who are fighting for our people, making sure that the voices of our people are heard all over the world. What are we going to do to ensure that the dream that we harbor, that the hope that is Biafra, doesn't die in Ebonyi State, where Muslims have come in, where Muslims have taken over Ebonyi State, where they are offering free education, where they are doing something that the governors are not doing, the end is coming. We are also with the publisher of the Eastern Pilot newspaper, Comrade Arinza Wago, who has been at the forefront of disseminating information regarding how we are going to get Biafra. Eastern Pilot is important. We advise it. If you have your relatives back home, tell them every time that Eastern Pilot is out to do the best they can to be able to get it. That is why we need a printing press, so we can print Eastern Pilot and distribute it for free. This is a job that has been taken over by our brothers in Malaysia. We have given them how much it's going to cost to secure the printer. We are relying on Malaysia to be able to deliver, so that the good people back home, led by Rinza Wog, will be able to print millions upon millions of copies of Eastern Pilot and distribute it for free. Ask them to go and have a copy now and see what it is doing. It is our pleasure to have him on the line, please. Comrade, what are we going to do to support this family to make sure that our brother doesn't feel abandoned? He fought for Biafra. We don't want him in his grave to be thinking, oh my goodness, these are the people I fought for, they abandoned me.
Yeah, what we need to do is very simple. It is starting with giving them sense of belonging. Getting closer and getting to understand the true state of things. Obviously, we know that money is involved. Money is involved. Whichever way anybody can assist, as things stand now, no assistance will be too little.
So whatever we deem fit or whoever deems fit to throw in as a mark of assistance to our departed hero, I think it will be a welcome one. The leadership he left behind is doing everything within his powers to see that they organize a befitting burial for him. Burial suitable for a man of his class. And I tell you, if those in diaspora or those within our land can build synergy, can actually come up with something, perhaps in the area of finance, in the area of logistics, in the area of seeing that everything about the burial goes on successfully, I think the family and the leadership of the movement, that is Biafra Liberation Council, back home will be so much appreciative of that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. What we want, Biafra Liberation Council, because we are counting on them. These are the people that will be able to lead us on the ground when the second phase of our campaign starts. We must make it clear once again that Radio Biafra has a very simple three-step solution to getting Biafra. We have a worldwide demonstration which we are planning. We also go back home to drive away the workers of iniquity from the house of God. And the third phase, we then confront our enemies in whatever way that they want it. Ours is not for turning. Biafra is here to stay. And we are going to reclaim Ebonyi State back. Thank you very much. We ask them please to give us any account number that they want us to be able to operate from. We should be able to do so. Somebody should please warn, there is a gentleman called Rabiu Dot Ibrahim who is clogging up our Skype line. He has been clogging it up by calling and dropping his call. He is a Hausa man. We are warning him, if he's listening, to please get off Radio Biafra Skype account. Get off. This is not a place for you. This man has been clogging up our line. We are warning him. We understand he's calling from Malaysia, the same place that the attack against our server originated from. We are asking this Rabiu Ibrahim to please get off our line. Please, comrade, what we're asking you to do is to supply us with the account details so we can publish it and people can please make the appreciation known to the family.
If I may say, within the interim, as we await the account number that such assistance could be channeled into, the RBL in London can actually play the role of organizing it for the meantime, pending when such will be made available. So whoever that has the intention of assisting can call RBL, make whatever donations or whatever assistance in whichever form. I think with that, momentarily, people can be rest assured that through RBL, that whatever they are sending in respect of the burial will get to the family and those organizing the burial, and seeing it play the needed role for which it was meant.
Yes, thank you very much. And please, if we can, I think we'll try and speak to the wife tomorrow. We need to speak to the wife and also the leadership. If you can convey our deepest and most profound condolences to the Ojiako family, especially the wife. Some of us have spoken to her, and tell her that we will speak to her live on air. Of course, we know she's grieving, but she needs to convey in very personal terms, if that is what it is going to take for us to understand the gravity of the problem and be able to help this family in time of need, then so be it. Also, make sure that you organize the leadership of Biafra Liberation Council, whom we have the utmost regard and respect for, to also come on live as you have done today to speak to the world from their perspective, to get us moving so we can do something. We are very grateful to you for all the work you have been doing. You are a great Biafran. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you. The best of ours.
Thank you.
My regards.
Thank you. Yes, that was Comrade Arinza Walk. We still have Barrister Eman Mezu on the line, if we still have him on the line, or we have missed him. Unfortunately, we expect to be reconnected with him. That this is Radio Biafra. You know the number to call. As we reported, there is a Hausa man clogging up our line. He is from Malaysia. We are asking him to please leave our line alone. His name is Rabiu Mohammed. He is on Skype. With him clogging up our line, we cannot take further calls coming in via Skype. We need this man to get away from our lines so that we can continue to do the work that we are doing for our people. If you're just joining us, it's going slightly to 8 p.m. here in London. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me today Barrister Imam Mezu, also with me presenting this program this evening. We have just finished speaking to Commander Rinza Wogo, who is giving us updates on what is happening with the arrangement of the funeral of our dear departed leader, Prince Longinus Ojiako, who built this movement that we are talking about today, who built the Biafra movement from root and branch, who built it from scratch, who made it what it is. We sadly lost him, and we are grieving with the family on this very day. We want to do everything we can to ensure that his burial is befitting, to ensure that the family is not abandoned, so that we will not think that he died and the cause that he was fighting for, the people who stand to benefit from it, abandoned him. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London this evening. Our headlines, once again, if you are not following it, is that we are reporting to you this evening that there is a group in Anambra State who is planning, this group is planning to disrupt the forthcoming governorship polls in the state if the pledge to conduct local government election as enshrined in the Constitution of Nigeria is not carried out. The group goes by the name The Movement. The group is called The Movement for the Conduct of Local Government Elections in Anambra State. It is a very valid group which everybody should support. I like this group very much. I like them so much for what, if they can follow it up and not be bribed and fall by the wayside. Please, Barrister Mamesu, you have heard so much, including from Commander Rinza Wogo. What is your take on it, given the whole broad range of subjects that he touched upon, please?
Yeah, Director, all he says, there's nothing to add upon it. What I picked up earlier was the lady who is in Malaysia but from Australia, organizing for Radio Biafra on the side of women's wing to bring about more people onto our Facebook. All the information Radio Biafra has been preaching since 2009 are coming out now. So nothing obviously can actually surprise me, because it looks like we are all guru in Radio Biafra. We predict things before they start happening. And so when they happen after our prediction, it doesn't surprise me at all, because we know that all these things will come to pass. Whatever the Hausa guy in Malaysia trying to clog our website and Radio Biafra, I don't understand. They want us to leave Northern Land, and this is what we are doing. We want to free ourselves. So why is he bloody clogging up our line for? They are killing us in the Northern Line, in the Northern Land, and they want us to go and belong to bloody Sharia law, which is not part of our culture. We want to go. So why is he clogging and blocking our line for? Director, please, if you get across to this guy, ask him what his intentions are and what he wants us to do, please.
It's abominable. It is ridiculous that people are hell-bent on disrupting us. Maybe this is, they have taken over Ebonyi. Maybe their next target will be, their brother is already in Imo State anyway. Of course, the buffoon in Anambra State has signed over Anambra State to them by giving them a 15 billion naira gift in the shape of a shopping mall. That is the type of nonsense we are faced with. Ebonyi State is gone. What are we going to do to recover Ebonyi State? You know the number to call. The number is the same. It doesn't change. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call from Skype. We need to discuss the upcoming Radio Biafra tour of United States and Canada. We have our dear sister from the United States, Ms. Chidera Akabo. Please, can you tell us what is happening by way of letting our listeners know worldwide what Radio Biafra is going to be doing in America, and not only that, the areas they'll be visiting when they arrive in the United States, please?
Okay, yeah. Radio Biafra will be visiting Atlanta, and I'm encouraging all the people that live in Atlanta areas, especially Buckhead, Decatur, Gastonia, to come around and join us. If you're able to come from Augusta areas as well and help the bad, that would be very much appreciated. And we'll be going to Corpus Christi as well, which is very close to Dallas. So all the people living in Dallas areas are encouraged to join us as well. We'll also be broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada. And
hello, you're breaking up. You are breaking up. Can you hear me? Hello? I think we may have lost her. We encourage her to please try and call back. It will be a pleasure to be in Corpus Christi in Texas, in Dallas. That is where our brother and chief benefactor, Moses Migwe, that's where he's staying. He'll be hosting us. These are the men, when you remember their sacrifice in this struggle, sometimes it brings tears to your eyes what these men are doing, himself and our former, are doing in Australia. And Okezie Ogu and our dear sister, Nenaya, even Maureen, but it is too, all of you working tirelessly hard to make sure that your voice is not being drowned out. You don't know how indebted we are to you. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening.
Yeah, good evening. My name is James. I'm calling from Nigeria.
James from Nigeria, please go ahead. Lower your system and speak to us. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, I just heard you say somebody is trying to block this from Malaysia.
That is correct, yes. Rabbi Mohammed.
To the providers of this network that such a person can be got, or is it that there's nothing that can be done? Because if they find out that this is the only way they can interrupt, they will continue. One, they know that we are out of their hook. So they will try everything they can do to make sure that the world are no more hearing from us. Because that is one of the weapons they have been using against us, making sure that the outside world does not even know what is happening. That is about that. Two, about Ebonyi State being taken over. I think this has happened even before somebody like me was born. I know somewhere between when I Afikbo, if you are going connecting Edhard from Afikbo, there's a big mosque there. And every time I pass there, I suspect something wrong is going on there. And when these people are coming in, I don't know how our people, we always feel strangers are welcome. But these strangers, we don't check them. We don't even care what they come up with. So I think it is high time we start checking these people. We don't need them. They will even come with our cows and eat up crops. And we'll keep quiet and just look at them as if we don't even have heads. What is happening? Now, this man, I believe it is God that used him to raise alarm, because I know they are not even there to represent us. For him to have just raised this alarm, I know ordinarily we wouldn't have done it if God didn't push him to do it. So I am saying that it is high time we start doing something, because these people don't value their life. They believe that when they die, Allah gives them something in paradise, virgin and the rest of them. So we need to do something very, very fast. Ebonyi State is already gone. And once they capture Ebonyi State, I have not been to Umuahia, and I mean, I don't know Umuahia very well, but I learned that all Jews of Kalu built a mosque for them there. And their brother is doing something again in Imo State, Rogers Okrocha, what do you call it? So if you my brother, we know it, we are just finished. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. And you're getting Radio Biafra live and clear, even in the zoo. They are allowing signal to come in. That is very good. We are very grateful to hear from you, and thank you very much for confirming that Radio Biafra is being received in Nigeria loud and clear. As soon as our sister is able to rejoin us, we should be able to give you the full itinerary. We still have Barrister Imam Mezu on the line. And Barrister Imam, I was saying that we are going to the home of our brother in Corpus Christi, Moses Nwigwe, who will be hosting Radio Biafra for almost a week. That is where we are going to stay the longest. We will be in Atlanta, in Georgia, for a few days covering an event run by the World Igbo Congress, the Women Wing. We are going because it's the women calling us to go. You know, women are very formidable. If they ask you to attend something, if you don't attend, you're in very serious trouble. So we'll be going to answer them. From Atlanta, we will go to Corpus Christi. From Corpus Christi, I think our brother Ugochukwu will be able to go to his place as well. I don't know where he's staying. As soon as we have Chidera back on the line, she'll be able to tell us. From there, we'll then travel to to Las Vegas. That is Nevada, they call it. I'm not quite familiar with that part of the world. And from there, we should be able to go to San Francisco, where some people were slightly reticent, but we are saying that Radio Biafra will be there. We are asking everybody within the Bay Area of San Francisco, everybody, anybody within the driving distance to the Bay Area to be able to join us. We are also asking you to join us in Atlanta, join us at Corpus Christi in Dallas, join us at Nevada, join us at Nevada being, I think it's Las Vegas. This, our brother is the, he's living, he's the medical doctor. He's hosting us at Nevada. From there, we'll go to San Francisco. From San Francisco, we'll go and see our brother in New York who is hosting us. We'll be in his place. If he's sleeping on the floor, we'll sleep on the floor. If he is homeless, we'll be homeless with him. But Radio Biafra will broadcast from New York. We still don't have any takers for DC, for Washington DC. We have nobody there, and we have nobody in Chicago, which is a shame. We know that some of our brothers in Malaysia are making contact with those that claim they are Biafrans in Chicago, and they are running away and they are hiding. Radio Biafra is coming. This is time now to know who is who. All those who have been hiding on the internet and writing, this is the time to show if you're a man or a mouse. Radio Biafra is coming to the United States and to Canada. Why are you running? Why are you hiding? Why can't you bring out yourself to say who you are? We are grateful to our people in Toronto, because Radio Biafra will be in Toronto, Canada, also broadcasting for a few days. That is our itinerary. As soon as Chidera is back on the line, she should be able to give us far more clearer understanding as to how we are going to accomplish this. We are saying it is an arduous task. We want to go and unite our people in America. We are all for unity. Those who don't know it, we can confirm this evening that Radio Biafra is all for unity. We want to be one moving ahead, but we don't want to unite with criminals. We are saying that all the time. If, as I have been told and written to in the very strongest possible terms, I got a call late this evening from Abba. One of our elders called from Abba this evening and said that we should take it easy on the mass of membership, some of them who are being misled, that it is the leadership that is at fault and not the members. And they pleaded with us to try and move away from the issue of mass of, as some of you have been writing both on Facebook. And we said, because this radio station is owned by the people have spoken, we'll move away from it, but we are giving mass of ultimatum of 6 months to get rid of the corrupt leadership. Only 6 months. If by 6 months, MASOP have not gotten rid of the corrupt leadership, we will label all of them as criminals and we will sustain it until that very group is disbanded. We are making it very clear this evening that there is a 6 month moratorium for MASOP to replace its corrupt leadership. After that, we can then enter into very serious negotiations as to how we can get Biafra alongside them. But with the present crop of leadership, it can never, ever happen, because they have compromised the struggle. They are there, and Hausa people have infiltrated the Ebonyi State, and we are sitting on the main road in Onitsha. What an utter disgrace. Please, Chidera, give us, by way of an update, I have given a very crude rundown of what we are going to do. Please, can you go through it again with dates, if possible, please?
Okay. Yeah, we are starting the broadcast in Atlanta, and that will be from the 21st to the 24th of June. So I'm encouraging all the people that live in Atlanta areas to join us, especially Decatur and Gastonia and Stone Mountain. Also, the people in Augusta can join us if they're able to make it. Then from there, we'll move to Corpus Christi from the 24th of June to the 30th of June. So all the people in Dallas areas are encouraged to join us as well. Then from there, we'll move to Las Vegas, Nevada from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. We're going to be in Las Vegas, which is pretty close to Los Angeles, California. So the people that can make it from California, from Los Angeles, are very welcome. Then we will be moving to San Francisco from there, from the 3rd to the 6th of July. We're going to be in San Francisco. So other people in the Bay Areas and Sacramento are encouraged to join us there. Then we'll be going to Brooklyn, New York from there. That will be from the 6th to the 10th of July. We're going to be in New York. So all the people in the New England areas, especially Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Laurel, Maryland, and also the New Jersey areas are encouraged to join us there as well. Then I wanted to make a comment about the lady that called from Malaysia. I looked up the group on Facebook, and I see the name Malaysia Branch for Native Women, Native Biafran Women, and women married to Biafrans. So it has about 18 members already, and I'm seeing other white ladies probably married to Biafrans, and her name is Adama Stanley Gochibu. So I encourage everyone to join the group and probably add her as a friend and encourage her as well.
Yes, it's encouraging what she's doing and what other people are doing. Carol Monday and all the rest of them are doing is very, very encouraging. And I will also suggest that Maureen joins as well, and our very formidable sister Ngozi from Sweden. Very exceptionally formidable. In fact, in this very struggle, if we have people like Ngozi, like Maureen, like Carol and your good self, Chidera, and this Adama lady, there is nothing we cannot accomplish in this very struggle, because as we keep saying it, the presence of women in this struggle, at the heart of this struggle, brings a semblance of calmness, brings a semblance of focus and vision to what we are doing. These are the same people that came out of the womb of the women that in 1929 stood up against tyranny in the whole of Black Africa, the first people to do so. Before people started talking about independence and resistance movement, our women already did it in Aba in 1929 and said no to tyranny. We are calling upon them once again to rise up. If they rise up, we will follow them. In fact, it will please me for a woman to lead the liberation movement for Biafra, to be honest with you. Because sometimes we men, we have failed woefully, failed abjectly, but we know that we have resilience within us. We know we have what it takes to rise up again from the ashes, as we have done over many years after the brutal massacring and butchering that happened between 66 and 1970. We are rising up again, and our first challenge is to reclaim Ebonyi State back from the militant Hausa Fulani people that have taken it over. That is our first challenge. Thank you very much, and keep doing the great work that you're doing in the US. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. If you want to call us, we have Barrister Mamezu still on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Barrister, please, can you confirm your presence and contribute to what you have heard regarding the trip of Radio Biafra to the United States to go and unify the Biafran family, to bring together where there has been asunder for very many years, please? Barrister, I think we may have lost him. We expect him to please come back and try and join us. If you're coming and following us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, we are reaching you from London this evening. Wherever you are, please do not relent in getting this whole train moving. We need our women. Our women are more important than the men. I'm sorry to say this, but our women are more important in this struggle than the men. We have failed before. We don't want to fail again. We want our women to come out and lead us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Rita Nwog. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
The great woman herself. I did not mention your name, but you have called, rightfully so. And I must acknowledge your presence this evening by saying that you are a very formidable character, and it is a pleasure to have you ring Radio Biafra this evening, because your voice is going out to the whole world. You are welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
God bless you. I am happy, and I really want to say that I will come all out to make sure that Biafra come into reality.
Thank you.
Whatever it will take, I will come out with everything. I have the passion, and I pray that the Almighty God will lead us home.
Amen. Amen. I accept what, because the first time you came on Radio Biafra Facebook page and made a comment, I was moved to tears. There was only one line that you wrote, I can't remember, but it was implanted in my head, and it has followed me ever since. We need credible public figures like yourself to come out, because our mothers did it in 1929, which is why the white people don't fear Biafrans, because of the men. That is the myth that people don't understand. The reason why they fear us is because of our women. They know our women are formidable. And I say to people, if we get Biafran women interested in this struggle, we will have Biafra before 2014. Biafra will come. Our women are not as lazy as the men. Women are focused when they want to. It may take you time to convince them, but once you have convinced them, once you get them onto something, it is very, very difficult to disengage them. They have the heart and bravery that we men don't have. It is a pleasure to have you on this program this evening. Please bring out yourself, your time, every resource you have at your disposal to make sure we get Biafra, not just for ourselves, but our children and those unborn, in the quickest possible time. Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, and you, ma'am. Thank you very much. We still have Barrister Emamezu on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Barrister Emamezu, are you with us? Are we losing him? We may be losing Barrister Emamezu's connection, which is not quite stable this evening. Please, if you want to call, if you're a lady and you want to call Radio Biafra, you can call us on the line, or you can call us via Skype. If Skype is easier for you, please do so. We are received in every country of the world. I don't know what is happening to our lines this evening. We are asking Barrister Emamezu to please, I will replace you with a woman if you're not serious. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You keep dropping me.
No, I do apologize. It's our system. I was about to say that if it continues, perhaps a woman will be far more resilient than you were, as our women are now beginning to come out. The barrister himself is on the line. I will not replace you yet with a woman, because even myself, when the time comes, I will leave for a woman to do this. Once our women are out, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. I'm sure you concur to this.
Director, what you are stating the obvious. Remember, women bore you and I into this world. They are the owners of this world. They are the ones who have been leading. They just remained reticent over the years. This is what we are making for them to come back out. Can you tell me any war led by men in that zoological country? None. There's always been women. Remember the lady, one from Cross, from France? The revolution in France.
Joan of Arc.
It has always been women.
Yeah, Joan of Arc. Yes, Joan of Arc.
Thank you. Name, yes. It has always been women that are the best when it comes to leadership, warmongering. They are. Men are just, we just create ammunition and destruction. But women, once they step in, the argument is over.
It is something.
You understand what I'm saying?
Of course, by all means, yes, of course we do. We do understand what you're saying. But what is your take on the impending trip to the United States to go? And you know, people may say, but of course, we are not united with MASSUP. Where are we going? We are making it very clear this evening. We are united with the membership of MASSUP, not with the leadership. The leadership is corrupt. That's what we are saying. But the membership is okay. Anybody who is in doubt as to what my views are should go and read my interview that I gave to the Sun newspaper on behalf of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We don't have any problem with MASSUP as a group. We have problem with the leadership that is corrupt and compromised. If I was heading any organization of that magnitude back home on the ground, there is no way you will have Hausa people infiltrating a Boyin state. It will not happen. I will not be there and Ojukwu's coffin will be wrapped in green, white, green. It will not happen. That is what you call honor and integrity. Sometimes you may have to die for it. That is what you're there for. That is what makes you a freedom fighter. If you know the kitchen is too hot and you cannot stand the heat, you get away from it. This is freedom fighting. It's not a child's play. We are here to get the freedom of our people. Anybody who is conversant with freedom fighting will know it is not an easy process. Barrister, we are very grateful. Do not lose us again. Stay where you are. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from London this evening to the entire humanity. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Kelly Shofel, and I'm calling you from New Zealand.
From Wellington, New Zealand. Wellington, New Zealand. Great man. That is another part of the world. What time is it in New Zealand, please?
It's about 7:22 a.m. here now.
Oh, but Jesus, as you will say, where we come from. It's another part of the world. Please go ahead.
Thank you, man. My call today is mainly centered around the caller, the Hausa man that was actually blocking system.
Yes,
it's quite easy to eliminate him from the system. I don't know if you know about how to block people off Skype.
We shall learn. I'm sure a lot of the people that come into the studio will help us do that.
Yeah, the only thing you can do is just right click on the user's profile picture, yeah, and they just click block the user, and he will never be able to contact you through with that same username, except if he will go and come up with another username to contact.
And we keep blocking him. He will keep registering, yeah, and we'll keep blocking him until Skype blocks his IP address from registering on Skype anymore. We don't want people to disrupt us here. Is that all you want to say? How is life in New Zealand generally, and how is the struggle faring? We want those of you in New Zealand, since you're very few, to join Australia together. Maybe that will be better.
Well, how I wish I have people around here that I can actually collaborate with in this struggle. That has been my problem. I have been seeing only Hausas and Yorubas, and to be honest, I would never go into any collaboration with them in anything whatsoever. You know, given the fact that I have known the history of Nigeria and what these people are capable of, so I'm trying to isolate myself from them. To be honest, if I happen to come across Biafran people here, I will be very much delighted to work with them, because I have my own family here. We're about six in number, but they are just little kids. So if I have other family or other people that will
Yes.
So I'll be very, very, very much happy to join, because of course I wouldn't want to be left out. I want us to actualize Biafra together. So, but that said, I will still be looking around. If I see people that are Biafrans, true Biafrans, I will try to collaborate with them towards whenever the rally will be held.
Thank you very much. We are grateful for your call this evening and for your advice, which will be taken and acted upon very quickly. Keep flying the flag. That goes to show that we speak to people in the US, we speak to people in New Zealand, that Radio Biafra has a global reach. Wherever you are on this planet, if you have internet accessibility, you will receive Radio Biafra, and with it, the truth and nothing but the truth. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
And you too. Bye. Thank you.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. I believe that finally we have woken up our own dear lady, our own first lady in the editorial board herself. Please, I wouldn't ask you to say hello to people because it's getting very late. Can you say good night to them then, if you can't say hello? At least?
Oh, whichever one. Good night. Hello, my dear friends and listeners. Sorry I joined late, but I have been following the program.
Yes, go ahead and give us what you're thinking. Your monitor is a bit loud. You can control it for us. And tell us, you said you had a few assignments. Have you finished what you're doing? You had some assignments from school, some papers you were marking. Have you finished them?
Yes, I have. I have finished them. Wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. Our women are coming out in mass in droves from all over the place. We have a representation in Canada. We have a representation in the United States. We have somebody in mainland Europe in the shape of Ngozi, our dear sister, in Sweden. We have you here in Britain. We have Mrs. Anibogo calling from Nigeria. We have our women all over the place. We have Adama, who called from Malaysia this evening. Our women are rising up, and with it, the glory of God in this very thing, because they are the only people who can bring blessing into this. We have been trying for many years as men. We are still stuck in a groove, going round and round in circles. And Muslims have taken over Ebonyi State. That is our signature headline this evening, that Muslims have invaded and taken over Ebonyi State as we speak.
I just wanted to commend all our ladies that have been coming out, doing great work on behalf of their friends. I can only say very big thank yous. If anyone does what I am unable to do, something like, because IT is not my strong point, it's not my strength in any way, but I've been actually motivated to start doing something about that in terms of Facebook and all of that. I have never done it before, but because of what people are really, you might be laughing, but that is just me. It's not something that I really have passion for. But because of what other women are doing, and I just have to blow that leave and start doing something about it. But I just want to commend each and every one of them. You people are doing very great work, very, very great work. And I think our people do say that behind every successful man, there is a woman. But in the case of Biafra, for us to actually actualize or realize Biafra, we really need women, and women are really coming out now. I'm very, very grateful to each and every one of you, and I ask others that have not are yet to join to please come out, because we need all the women that we can have. Every Biafra woman is needed for us to be able to achieve what we need. In fact, there should get to a time where the men should be asked to go and sit down, let's do this thing together. And I can assure you, just like Inanki keeps saying, that before you close your eyes and open it again, Biafra will be there. So well done, everyone, and continue your good work. With regards to Ebonyi State, someone said that I heard that Ebonyi State has been sort of taking over a long time. Maybe because so it's not really a new story.
It's not.
So we've been sleeping, and now we've woken up from our slumber. We've just started doing something. Well, I just hope it's not too late, because you know how these people are. When they are determined, once they are determined to do a thing, they will go all the way to achieve it. And there must have been a strategy, and they are trying to apply all that they have in their book to be able to, cover all that area. But with what we have as in Radio Biafra, I'm sure that those people in Ebonyi State will be hearing us, and they will understand that why they have been given whatever they are given is not for their own good. It's just for, because they want to use them as an instrument to actually conquer other Igbo states. I hope they will wise up now and understand that the path they are treading is not really the right path to go. Hopefully things will get better, but we should try as much as possible to. But the thing is, and another way I want to look at it is this: if you ask someone to drop a thing, you should be able to give them something else to hold on to. So we might have to start looking into what is it that these people are feeding them with that we can actually supply them, so that they will forget those people, because they are not their brothers. That is the truth of the matter. They are not really their brothers, except their children are their children, if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
Because it is possible that they have actually started intermarrying and all of that. And if they actually intermarry and have children for them, it would be difficult to actually to get them back. But I just hope that they are still fully Igbos, and that, can I call them Biafrans? Yes, we claim them because they are our brothers, except if they have actually given themselves up for the Northerners. But I know it will not last for long. With Radio Biafra, we'll be able to get them back. And someone called Rochas Okocha their brother. It might be so for him to for him to have given almost everything that Imo State has. The hospitals have been, given to them. Also putting up a mosque, just like Abia State Ojo's Okal did.
Yes, which is very, very sad. But if I actually stay with you, let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Is your name and where you are? Hello. Yes, lower the system, turn the system off, please, and talk to us via Skype.
Hello?
Yes, better. Your name, please, and where you are.
Hello, my name is Richard Nkrumah. I am a Ghanaian, but I'm married to a Biafran lady.
That is
so
cool.
That was why I am calling.
Good, go ahead. Where are you based? Yeah. Where are you based?
Yes, I'm a Ghanaian. I live in Ghana. I am married to a Biafran lady, so that was why I'm calling.
Thank you. So you're listening to Radio Biafra in Ghana right now, is that correct?
Yes, I'm listening to Radio Biafra from Ghana.
Go ahead. So if the women married to our men are coming out, we also want the men married to our women to come out, and you're the first to do that. So congratulations, and you're welcome to the family. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, my brother. My wife is from Ebonyi State. I overheard you saying something about houses taking over Ebonyi State. So I want to hear more information about that.
Yes, the fact of the matter is that if we can go back to our second headline, so we make it very clear for people to understand, we'll read it out again. There is one senator, the lawmaker, I don't know what you call them, but the legislators, as our brother said yesterday, the legislute, all they do is to make laws to steal money. One of them said, this is the chairman of the Senate Committee on Police Affairs, Senator Paulinus Igwe-Nwago, not Radio Biafra, saying, this is from the Senate Committee on Police Affairs. He raised alarm that suspected terrorists are now infiltrating Ebonyi State from Niger Republic and other parts of Africa. Not Radio Biafra saying, this is coming from Nigerian Senate. Not us saying it.
That is okay. The news that is coming from that. So that by the time you and your wife, by the time you go to see your in-laws, you may not recognize the place anymore. So that
Hello?
Yes, that is the news. So do you have anything else to say about that? You want me to continue to read the news?
Yes, you can continue to read the news. I want to.
Okay, you want to follow everything. Okay. We'll start from the beginning again. Senator Paulinus raises alarm over infiltration of terrorists into Ebonyi. Chairman Senate Committee on Police Affairs, Senator Paulinus Igwe-Nwagu, yesterday raised alarm that the suspected terrorists were gradually infiltrating Ebonyi State from Niger Republic and other parts of Africa. Receiving the leadership and members of Ebonyi State Council of Nigerian Union of Journalists, NUJ, at his country home at Oriuzo, Ebonyi State, Igwe-Nwagu, who represents Ebonyi Central Senatorial Zone of the state, asserted that he had received reliable information that the terrorists masquerading as herdsmen had infiltrated the state in their numbers. They are in Ebonyi State. He urged the people of the state to be more vigilant and to report suspicious people in their areas to security agencies. Funny enough, these security agencies are also Hausa people. Adding that the security was not only the responsibility of the security operators but of every individual in the state. Why would he be raising this alarm at this stage if Ebonyi State is not gone already? That's the question. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I hear you.
Go ahead. Is anything else you want to say?
Okay. Now that I got the correct information, I'll make my wife understand what is happening in Biafra land as soon as she's come back to the house, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. More grease to your elbow. I wish Biafra will be liberated very soon, okay?
It will be, because your namesake tried his best to make Nigeria a better place, but the people he was dealing with were monkeys, as events have proven to be. They are living in a zoo in Nigeria. Nigeria is the biggest zoo known to mankind, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Thank you very much for living in a more civilized surrounding in Ghana. And may God bless you and your family.
And thank you to my brother. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see what Barrister Mamezu makes of this exchange coming all the way from Ghana. If we can still have him on the line. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Director, please bring me up to speed, because I didn't hear very well what she was saying.
Yes, what our brother was saying from Ghana is he is married to a Biafran lady from Ebonyi State. He heard what we said about Ebonyi State, and he rang us from Ghana to ask us for clarification about the plight of our people in Ebonyi, which I went through the news for him, our headline this evening, regarding what Paulinus said. Paulinus is the member representing the Ebonyi Central Senatorial Zone of the state, Igwe-Nwagu. We went through everything with him, and he understood it. He said as soon as the wife comes in, he will be able to brief the wife as to what is happening in Biafra land, and he wished us well. But before I come back to you for your rejoinder, let me go to our brother who is waiting on the line, because I think I know this picture from somewhere on Skype.
Yes.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are, please, and turn your system off, please, and speak to us via Skype.
Hello.
Yes. Turn your system off, or we'd cut you off. Turn your system off, please.
Hello.
I don't think they are following what we are saying. Amarachi, before I come to you, let's go to Barrister. Barrister, are you there, please? Hello?
Yes,
Barrister, are you there? Let us go and take this call, please. If you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello?
Hello, this is
Turn your system off. It's interfering with our signal. Turn it off, please, and speak to us via the phone.
Sorry?
Turn your system off and talk to us via the phone. Turn your system off.
Okay. I can hear you now.
Better. Please go ahead.
Okay. My contribution as regards to the invasion of Ebonyi State by Muslims. To the best of my knowledge, it is not new, because I can remember in 2007 when we went for the enthronement of the Anglican Bishop of Afibo, the Right Reverend Paul Odogo. I That was my first time of visiting Ebo State. Excuse me, happy to be precise. So I passed the night there, and as early as 5 o'clock, I was walking by the normal, as if you were in the north, normal Allah Akbar everywhere.
Are you serious?
I was surprised. Yes, 2007. Allah Akbar everywhere. This was in 2007. Everywhere, almost everywhere. I woke up and I was dreaming. Am I not in Igbo State, an Igbo speaking state? So, but I couldn't sleep until morning because it was on hourly basis. By 12 o'clock, the whole place was like allowed everywhere, but as if you were in the north. And around 3 o'clock again, because I was there for 2 days. So, and it was so annoying that when you are there, what you'll be hearing is Alhaji, Chukwuemeka, Muhammad, and all this nonsense. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. That's what has been happening there. Alhaji, Chukwuemeka, Muhammad, Isiaka, Chinedu, and all that. All those Muslim names and all that. So I ask questions, and I was told by the indigenous that the Muslims in, let me use Afikbo because that was where I went to. The Muslims in Afikbo is about, constitutes about 70% of the population, of the indigenes. Why? Because when they were, when there was this ringworm or so, when there was so much ringworm, when the that area was having a problem of ringworm and all that, and it was the Muslims that came in then with free drinking water, good drinking water, and free education and all those things, and the condition in which they will give you the water for you to drink a good water in order not to contact the ringworm and all that was if only you will agree, accept to be a Muslim.
Oh, that is the condition. Before they treat you, have to agree to be a Muslim.
That was the condition. If you do not accept that their condition, then no drinking water for you, no potable drinking water for you. Clean drinking water for you.
So
that was
so
how they conquered that place.
My brother,
for a very long time, and since that 2007. The Anglican Church of, the Anglican Bishop of Afikbo, they have been doing a great job, evangelically. They have been doing a great job there. And I can tell you that at least they have, if you go there now, because when you went there, you can imagine an Anglican cathedral being, it was just like, for you to know how backward they are, in Christianity, it did not contain up to, even the whole priest that came, the priest and bishop that came there, the church itself couldn't accommodate them, because it was less than 100 capacity. Less than 100 capacity.
A whole cathedral,
Anglican cathedral. The cathedral church of I've forgotten the name, but the bishop you can confirm this through the Anglican bishop of Afikbo,
no.
The name of Right Reverend Paul Dog. They are doing great job there. What they need, people there. They know it is not by choice that they have grown from it. They have grown with it. So it is when they are being offered, it and all this is now, for them to change. So they are changing gradually and all that. But they are still much there. They are still very much there because I visited there, that was 2 years ago, 2011. They were still much, but they are doing a great job there. So
So the Muslim invasion of this is not new. But if they are saying now that terrorists are coming into the state through that, my brother, that is the only and the easiest way for terrorists or for any nonsense of that kind to come into the Southeast. That is the easiest way. Because it is too porous, it is as good as Maiduguri. As in the environment, not just the environment is conducive and okay, but the association there is as good as Kaduna, Kano, and the rest of it, the rest of those Muslim states. So that's my contribution. Thank you, and I sincerely congratulate you guys. You are doing a good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear, even from the zoo itself. You're bringing clarity to this very problem that the subjugation, the triple subjugation, triple lock subjugation of Igbo people started many, many years ago. So even the alarm we are raising is too late. It's all over. I don't know what to do. Maybe from tomorrow we'll start fasting. I will not wait for the 30th of this month. I can start fasting from tomorrow to see if the good Lord can have mercy on our souls, because the terrible things are happening where we come from. We are asking God to please open our eyes and our hearts to understand, to see the danger ahead, and to be able to do something about it. Let us see if finally Barrister Emamezu is able to rejoin us in good time to give us his understanding, his assessment of what he's just heard this evening. Please, Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Go ahead, please. You heard what our brother said. The colonization started, in his own view, 2007. We are waiting to see if there's an earlier date before then. Before they treat you in a Ebonyi state, you have to convert to Muslim. We are asking this evening, what has the successive governors of Ebonyi been doing all these years? That before you go to school, you have to convert to Islam. Before you receive drugs for ringworm, you convert to Islam due to contaminated water that our children are drinking. And you're telling me that there's an end. Why are you getting upset? And I tell him, you are mad. If you ask me why I'm getting upset, Ishezuhugoke. Why shouldn't I be upset? Because of ordinary ringworm medicine. That is why they are converting our people because they don't understand our way of life. When you suffer from ringworm, you use stone, hard stone, you scrape it, it will bleed. A guy with a hand up meal or from the kitchen, you scrape Barrister, you wouldn't know this one because you grew up in a township. You go and scrape from the wall, mule or the smoke from the wall, and you put it, it will pain you and it will disappear. And they are saying what they're getting Hausa people to colonize them. That is a big shame.
You can show that for me.
Barrister, are you there? Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, evening, Director. Val as well, I'm speaking.
Please, Val. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, and once again, you're doing a great job, and all the team, I really appreciate everyone. Just to, you know, join and say, like, this Ebony issue, you know, what was the previous governor? What did they do? The previous governor's name, if I remember, was Sam Egu. We have to call these knuckleheads their name so that we can shame them. Sam Egu, after Ebony was created, they wanted their own, and this is a state where a great man like the late Akanidiam comes from. The town that this brother mentioned is actually where Akanidiam, you know, the Sir Akanidiam comes from. This is a disgrace. This someone like Sam Egwan, the present one, Martin Elechi, who, if a wind blows strong, will blow him away. You know, I don't even know where the wind is waiting. This will blow him away. These are the people that we need to, when the time comes, we need to go home and use a broom and sweep out these caricatures of the people. How can you, because of ringworm, give a condition and make for someone? This is sad. But, you know, the name of the person you're looking for is Sam Egu. And the present one is Martin Elechi. We should name their names. And the other buffoon in Enugu you're looking name is Sullivan Chime. That is falling sick and doesn't want to get out of the place. That's the mentality of this rotten chiefs always had found themselves parading themselves as governors. All I know is that the time has come. The spirit is high. Our people are all joining in. I am converting. I'm telling people, and some of them that I told some months ago that we are not interested are now coming back to ask me for the website address, and they are now going. They are also joining the Facebook and trying to also link up their friends. The momentum is on, and nothing will stop us. Well, I just want to appreciate you and appreciate the team and say get on with the job and more greasy elbows.
Supporting our brother Valentine Osuala, who has been supporting Radio Biafra Truth Thick and Thin. Let us go to Nwada Manachi Okpara. You're still there, yes?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. What can you make? Ebonyi is gone. I don't know which other state we'll talk about. Let's stop talking about Ebonyi and talk about another state before they go and take it. How are we going to stop these people from taking over other states in Biafra land, please? What are we going to do to stop it?
I just have to make this comment. The second to the last caller actually confirmed the question I asked, that we should find out what Northerners gave to our brothers and sisters in Ebonyi State before taking them over, because I know them very well that they don't believe in free will. They believe in, you know, forcing people to do things out of their own way, whether they like it or not. They just have to entice you to, you know, join them. So I was pretty sure that they did some, there was something, you know, that went on before people of Ebonyi got converted into Islamic religion or whatever. So it's a big lesson for us. Yes, the governors didn't do anything, but I remember when you normally would say that you normally mentioned it on the Ubewane Abanwasa. I think it's just the right time for us to know that whatever we are unable to do for our people, or whatever we decide not to do for our people, another person will do it for them and will take them.
Yes.
So, well, if we really don't want Northerners to invade our place, then we should wake up and start helping ourselves. This idea of I and myself alone, my family alone, We should be crucified in us. We shouldn't carry on like this. Igbos are not known for that. We are known to be, you know, united. We are known to be reaching out to one another and all that. But these days we are too self-centered, self, you know, just about me, and me. So we have to look into wherever you live. Look around. The government should also do something, because I don't know every minute that they are talking about budget this, budget that. What they do with the budget, I don't know. And because people don't query them, so they think they can just put all the money in the pocket and people will continue to serve. Once, if you're a hungry person, anything goes for you.
Of course. Of course.
Anything that can satisfy your need at that present time is what you will go for, because you don't want to die. No, if Northerners should come down and build industries and, you know, employ our people and give them that condition. If you convert to Muslim, then I will employ you. You think they won't? Or they build hospitals. If you convert to Islam, then you'll be treated free, because they've got the resources to do it. Remember, it's not just the Nigerian government that is sponsoring them. They have resources coming from abroad.
So that's how they're Islamizing us.
Of course,
who knows,
of course.
They may have contaminated the water supply. Go and poison the water. Give us ringworm. Then come back and say to us, before we treat you, you convert to Islam. And we are there watching, doing trading, buying and selling all over the place.
Oh, online, you know that is very easy. They can only, they will use Dangote and do everything they want. They're just poisoning our rice, poisoning our beef, poisoning everything, sugar, salt, everything. And then we'll eat, and you don't even need to be converted. As soon as you eat, you become a Muslim immediately.
It's terrible. Of course, you will become. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what is happening in our own land where we come from. And we are so, as you said, we are this brand of selfishness. I have never seen it before. Somebody made a comment and I said, no, I don't believe in it. They said maybe a lot of us may have witnessed the war. Some of us suffered from kwashiorkor and suffered hunger. So any little money you make, you want to keep it for yourself and your family, because psychologically you're damaged, you're afraid of hunger coming tomorrow, without knowing that that era has come and gone and will never happen again. Maybe some of us still have it in us. That is why we cannot understand that there is need on the Benwan Nabolo, so there is need to help the next person. I don't know why this me, myself, and I, Munezinolom Geri, and Ebonyi State is gone. Where we are doing this selfishness in Munezinolom Geri, we have to do something. We must do something. What are you doing? That is the question. Let us go and see what Barrister Mamuzu makes of this, please. Barrister, what do you make of what we've been discussing, please?
Yes, Director. A lot has been said this evening. But let me start by saying that our people, the Igbo people, normally put forward an adage, or if you like, an axiom.
You will wait, please. Barrister, I crave your indulgence. Let's take this call, please, because you know our listeners are supreme. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, hello. Your name and where you are. Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello, this is the caller from Qatar.
What is your name again?
Ebere, calling from Qatar.
Ebere from Qatar, please go ahead. From Qatar is in United Arab Emirates, is that correct?
No, not United Arab Emirates. It is very close to Dubai, but not Dubai.
Okay, please go ahead.
The state of
is this, okay, please go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, Lord, thank you. I have to thank you, you and your crew, for the good work you guys are doing. I say, may God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Coming to Ebonyi State, this is very serious. This is a serious issue. Because for now, I'm in Arab state, you know, I know how they behave. And they're sponsoring all these people from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, all these places. So they're sponsoring them, giving them money to convert our people to Muslims. And our government are doing nothing about that. So, my brother, my suggestion is that let's work towards Biafra, and when we get Biafra, I think all these things will come to pass, and we'll give our people good health education, good school, good drinking water, and all the rest of that. I want to talk to the youth in Biafra land to just wake up. Let our youth all over the world wake up. Let our father, mother, parents, everybody should wake up. Let's fight towards getting the answer. Because if we allow these people to... They see us as infidels. They see us as infidels. Like about Uru. We don't understand these people. These people are very mean. How do you mean? If they come into the police, they try to go over... Biafra land, my battery and kitty. I can hear we hear Gurebu. Or we can hear Gurebu. It will happen. If we don't wake up now, it will happen. So, my fellow Biafras, people who are listening, let us stand up. Let us stand up. Let us support Radio Biafra. Let us support Biafra. Let us get Biafra. My brother, this thing is making me go crazy here. We need to do something, because these people, when they come into our land, they will take everything. Your wife... I know the crimes they commit here. Let us wake up. Let us support Radio Biafra. Let us, our youth, especially our youth, let our youth wake up. So my good brother Nnamdi, because you can continue to spread the good news, and God will bless you and Radio Biafra, and bless Biafra too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless. Well spoken, eloquently put. Well spoken. We shall return to Barrister Emamezu to complete what he was saying before he was rather unceremoniously diverted away, because I had to take this call. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I mean, this guy has sealed the whole argument, which was the argument I made about an hour and a half ago, that we don't have a solution to recover, if you like, revitalize Ebonyi State, other than to get Biafra and then we'll clean our house. But before I go on to that, I was saying that the Igbo people normally bring forth an adage, or if you like, an axiom, that is better that the chicken found the corpse of a dog. Because if it was the dog that found a dead chicken, they would have said that the dog was the one that killed the chicken.
Yes.
The reason why I'm saying this is because it is good that this pious Igbo from Ebonyi State is alarming, shouting that this is what is happening. If it was Radio Biafra that brought this news, they would say, yes, we are all alarmists. Now, the reverse is the case. It looks like this man has seen the atrocities that is happening in his state. And therefore, he's making noise and shouting that this cannot be left to be going on. But unfortunately, it is late.
Barrister, are you saying he's only saying this because it's now affecting his community? That's why he's shouting.
He has touched the nerve of his community. That's why he's shouting. Is he today Radio Biafra started shouting about it? No. But we are happy that he is the one saying it instead of Radio Biafra. Now, as the last caller says, which is what I said already, the only answer is you cannot recover a Ebonyi State until Biafra comes. Then all those who do not belong to Biafra land will all be sent away. They cannot remain in our land to commit atrocities. You see, sometimes, Director, when I argue on the position of objectivity or objectiveness, you think that maybe I'm standing on the side of compromise. There is something we call social construction. The social construction is what exactly that is happening in the Ebonyi State. If you cannot speak our language, if you cannot join our religion, you will not get this. It's like asking monkey, come and take banana. Before monkey takes banana, monkey has to comply. He has to do something in order to merit him to get the banana. Let Bob Marley says this, that those who are against you will stifle you, will make sure that you don't have no food. Even when you want to go and get the food, your own brother will be your enemy. This is exactly what is happening in Biafran land. They are taking all our resources, all our goodness, or if you like, goodies. And now, they are bringing themselves to be the godfather, which is what is happening in Abuja and in all our politicians. For you to become a governor today in the Eastern region, you have to go and bow, according to Director Nnamdi Kanu. You have to go and sleep to one of the in the Sokoto and all those goddamn northern places.
Barrister, they will take your wife and your daughter. Then you're complete. They give you a contract of 1 million. You come back to the home.
Thank you.
And do chief visitor too. But let's take this call, please, Barrister. Roko Komagenon, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are this evening.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone, we have you live on air to the whole world. Your name, please, and where you are.
Okay, Barrister, this is Ifani, calling from Ghana.
Ifani, you are calling from Ghana, and you're listening to Radio Biafra, is that correct, from Ghana?
Yes, I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
Wonderful. Live and direct. Please go ahead, the world is listening to your voice as well. Go ahead.
Okay, look, I wanted to ask for help because I was trying to register at the new human rights initiative, but the thing is just selling. I can't register it. I don't know.
What we want you to do, we will tell you what to do. Go on this same line you're calling now. When you drop the phone, you text us your name, your address in Ghana, your telephone number, and your email address. That's all we need, and we can do it for you, and somebody will write to you to confirm it. We are saying this evening that everybody who volunteered, everybody who put their names forward, has been written to. We've written to everybody. If you haven't received an email from us, that means you have not registered. So you can do that now. Send us all these details via text after this call, and we'll do the rest for you.
Okay. So I will do just as you said.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and keep spreading the word in Ghana. Ghana is catching fire. That is what we want. At least Ghana is a bit civilized. And the people ask, why is Ghana civilized? Because Rawlings did a great job. Go to your library or go to Google and type in, how did Rawlings cleanse Ghana? That is what we are going to do, where we come from, to cleanse it so that the seed of life can germinate and not being choked by the weed of evil. Please, Barrister, you may continue.
Yes, Director, as I was saying, there's nothing we can do to recover any of the states, be it a Bon state, a Bible state, Imo state, or Anambra state, because the people who do not like the existence of Biafra are in operation. Not until they are seized or they are evicted. It's like having somebody in your house. You came in, you saw a man in your house, he's got a machine gun, he's got everything in the house. How can you come in? If you step in, he'll kill you. So you can only subdue him if you have more than what he has. Then you'll be able to evacuate him, terminate him, and then forcefully remove him. That is the only thing, Director, for us to operate and operate peacefully. We cannot recover any of the states taken by the Hausa Fulanese through bribery, corruption, or any other way, because our people are in destitute, whichever way you look at it, they are in destitute. So anybody you give 1,000 naira is a big deal. And then when you see the person that is taking that 1,000 naira, you said, why are you accepting money? If he doesn't or she doesn't accept that money, that person will die. The book of Proverbs says, it's better a living dog than a dead lion. It's better to be alive than to die, Director. So all the problems we are having is socially constructed. The houses, they know what they are doing. They are trying to infiltrate inside the Igbo land. And I tell you, if Biafra is not gotten within the next 2 years,
we'll forget it. Hey, we are gone. We are finished.
We are gone, Director. We are completely eliminated and decimated.
We will not be sitting on the street. We'll be sitting in our graves, not sit at home. We'll be sitting in the grave. This is radio.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system down.
Hello?
Turn your system down.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Turn your system down. They are not listening to us, so we abandon them. We told them, if you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system down. Give us your
Hello,
name.
Hello, this is Lawrence calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Lawrence calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Lawrence, we have you. We can listen to you. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Mazin Namodi. Ekenemuno.
There we go.
Thank you. Actually, I'm calling regarding the issue that you just addressed on air, based on the man Hebrew, Ibrahim Hebrew, that just called Radio Biafra.
Please continue. We are listening to you, my brother, my lovely brother.
Sir.
We are listening. Continue uninterrupted. Go on and say what you're saying, please.
Okay. Actually, in this mission, in this freedom fighting on Radio Biafra London, okay, we are not discriminating anybody. This man is not a Muslim. I repeat again, he is not a Muslim. You should address this issue, this case properly, because you are talking to the world here.
Who is not a Muslim?
Ibrahim Hebrew is a Christian. He's been born in North. He's not a Muslim. And he's trying to contribute positively to actualize Biafra. He has never, in his communication with you, he even sent me a message. He has never, in any communication with you, hasn't mentioned anything negative to put Radio Biafra down. So please, this man is not a hacker. He's not obstructing anything that will block Biafra to actualize their aim. What you just did now, because he just spoiled his reputation. He just tell the whole wide world that he's the one trying to obstruct Biafra, Radio Biafra online, which is very, very bad. It's not wrong, sir. I'm addressing this issue properly for you to tell the world that this man is a Christian. Mr. Ibrahim Ibu is a Christian. I repeat, whoever is talking negative bad about him is totally out of line. It's not proper.
Now, can I address you now, Lawrence? Can I address you direct so you understand what I'm talking about?
All right.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from Malaysia, sir.
Where is your village back home?
I'm from Nsukka.
From Nsukka.
Yeah.
Now, please, I will address this to you directly, since you have addressed me. I will address you as well, so you understand where we're coming from. This particular individual has been calling us incessantly since yesterday when we are live on air. I took the Skype and sent a personal message to him saying, stop calling us, you are clogging up the line. And he kept calling. He kept calling ceaselessly. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is Radio Biafra. When we ask you to do something, you do that very thing. We say stop and you stop. You don't keep calling. Okay. If you keep calling, you are stopping people from coming onto Radio Biafra. And, of course, it's an open platform. Everybody exactly. is every listen, sir, listen very carefully. Let me finish.
Okay.
Everybody is entitled to air their views and opinions on Radio Biafra.
That's
you cannot clog up our line. And that is where we'll end this conversation this evening. And thank you for calling. Let us go to the line and take this call, please, and see who is there. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Mba David Emoech. I'm from Aba in Nigeria, but now in UK for some time.
Yes.
I thank you, people, the wonderful work you are doing.
Thank you.
I could remember around 2003 or before I came out, I was listening to you over the radio. There was a shortwave frequency.
That's correct, yes.
But after a while, I couldn't get you. I became worried. And before you know it, the myself, just as you people are saying, died off and went to, a place I can no longer remember. It became as if the whole thing has died up. I was troubled. But I think recently that somebody gave me this website and asked me to tune in that I'll get you are still on. You see, that's one thing I believe that he who holds a child something and raises his hand up, one day the hand will start withering and the hand will be down and the child will take what belongs to him. How fast are you about cannot suppress us forever? They will never. Those in Obeni, they like, let them continue growing. It is not wrong if we retaliate what they are doing in Kano, what they are doing in Jos, what they are doing in Kaduna. The only thing is, we need to focus on what we are pursuing. By the special grace of God, we will get our freedom. Then you come out and tell them that the land belongs to us and not them. That is not the problem. In the past, around 66 and other, they asked for emails to go and started claiming them there. When we deal with them, they measure they have used in the past. Nobody will tell them to go away from our land. They cannot dominate us in our own land. They will never.
Are you sure?
They will never. Whether it is their water or whatsoever, they cannot dominate us in our own land. First thing first. The next thing is, those leaders there, we don't have a leader. I have been crying over that. Like you call them, they are looters. They are hypocrites. Even if you walk on the road thinking you are working with your brother, before you know it, they sell you off because of money. Let them continue. What Rawlings did in Ghana is what is required. And we cannot do that until we achieve the first thing. First thing first. Let us continue praying. Let us continue working. Commitment and dedication will win the rest. We will succeed, no matter what. Except the kingdom of God will come in. Otherwise, Biafra will be an independent nation. There is nothing like one Nigeria. If there are people that think they are one Nigeria, long ago, I know that nothing one Nigeria. If you have not been with Yoruba, if you have not been with Alphas, if you have not had business with them, you will not know that they are different. They are white. Even in the beginning, I was telling somebody in my workplace today, it was not your brother, the Cedric, his brother, that amalgamated. We were not the same. And when we go back, we need that our freedom. We definitely need that. Let us continue what we are doing. God will at last vindicate us. You people should continue where you are.
Thank you very much. Thank you. He came from home and has enlightened us all about things. Those who are saying the line you're going, you're too critical, you're this, you're that. No. Is Mwada Amarachi with us still, please?
Yes.
Yes, please. You will give us a closing remark before I go to Barrister Imam Mezu. That was our brother from back home. What he said, in fact, with his closing accent, reminded me of home so much. Yes. I want this Biafra this evening, not even before 2014. Please go ahead and bring us to an end this evening, please.
Before I say my closing remark, I just want to say that our brother spoke very well, and everything he said is just right. So just, I have to add that there was something he said about we not having any leader. Just to inform him, maybe he's not aware of it, that we now have council of elders that, you know, instruct us on what to do, and we diligently follow it. And by so doing, we'll be able to, you know, get all that we are aspiring to get where we are aspiring to get, which is Biafra land. So I just wanted to clarify on that issue. On that note, I want to say to all Biafrans that just keep on the good work if you're already doing a good work, and if you've not started doing a good work, meaning supporting what Radio Biafra is doing and Bleed Human Rights is doing, if you've not registered with Bleed Human Rights Organization, Human Rights Organization, yes, it would be the right time for you now to do that and just be counted and do what you have to do. In any little way you can contribute to what is going on, contribute. And so I will all in one accord achieve this aim. Once again, thank you very much for listening, and hope you listen to us again. Good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night. Good night. What about? And please, Barrister Imam Mezu, please. Barrister Imam Mezu,
yes, please. Yes. Yes, Director. Thank you for this program. And as we are coming to a closure for today or this evening, I may have to refer you to one of our brothers who served the Nigerian government in the name of Dozie Nwanna, who was recently, about 3 or 4 months ago, refused entry into his office by a Yoruba man who addressed and advised his Megad not to allow Dozie Nwanna into his office. This is somebody who served Nigerian government. So I'm trying to support what our brother just said some few moments ago. Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, we are not the same. This is what we are trying to do in order to segregate what has been segregated long time before Lord Lugard brought us together. For those who want to remain in Nigeria, should go and stay in the north. Buy land and build house in Yoruba land and stay there. Director, we have to move ahead. We have to forge ahead. We have to actualize the sovereignty of Biafra. This is our aim and that is our objective. We will achieve it. We will meet up with the challenges. You cannot, even the Bible says it, you cannot mix the goat and the sheep together. It does not tally. It will not work. Good night, everybody, wherever you are. God bless your friends. Friends and our wishes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night, the very eminent barrister himself. And from me, I'm signing off from London, but we must make one thing very clear and continue to reiterate this very point until it sinks in. We are not against MASOP as a group. We are against the leadership. The leadership is corrupt. It has compromised this struggle. They have been sleeping on duty, because had they not been sleeping on duty, then the Hausas would not have made such an inroad into Ebonyi. I'm even suspecting that these people that are leading this movement are even complicit in this very game. They want to Islamize us all. If you keep quiet and go back home and say, oh, it's another Radio Biafra episode, let's lie down, by next year we'll bring you even worse news. By then your village may be gone, the same way the village of this senator is now gone and he's crying like a baby. That is how you'll be crying. And when you come to us, we'll tell you where to go to. Because when you heard our cry, when you heard the plea, you did nothing. You were more concerned about your very little self, your own tiny problem. You forgot that there are greater problems to be tackled elsewhere. Please, I beg you, I urge you, on behalf of the board, on whose name I sit here, to please reconsider your position. Support us to get Biafra. Start something yourself. If there's nobody around you, unless you're in New Zealand, if there's nobody around, please find people around you. Start something together. Contact Radio Biafra so we can go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. It is our land. It belongs to us. And nobody can take it away from us. It's a gift from God. From me, this is good night until 7 p.m. tomorrow. God bless you all.
Relay.